Yeah, time open. Gonna bring this meeting to order, I guess. So
tell me the date.
Oh, March 6th, 2024 at 7:04. What? Okay. We'll do a prayer given by Rachel, and I'll lead us in the pledge.
Our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we could be here tonight to take care of the business of the town, and we pray that Thy Spirit may be with us, that we may make good decisions on behalf of the people that we represent, and we pray blessing upon this town, that we may have harmony, peace, and safety, and that we may be able to grow and thrive in a healthy manner, and bless those who are mourning, especially the people who are going to be across the hall tonight, and we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's a speed pledge there, Nate.
We've got to talk fast. We've got a lot of stuff to do tonight. No, I didn't say welcome to everyone here. Thank you for coming. Discussion items? Doesn't look like we have any.
Well, we have the...
Oh, the subdivision.
So if you look in your thing here, this is just the email from the Hanson Planning Group.
Oh, right there.
Right there. Yeah, so these are the guys that the town hired to do the subdivision ordinance rewrite, and they're just basically saying that there's new legislation, so they're going to wait until that's done with before they get started. We have until December of 2024 to get it written.
Okay. So they're waiting for the legislative update that should be signed.
So they did.
What they did, just, is it okay if I tell you guys?
Yeah.
So what they did was, last year the legislature made a motion, it was like 1.4 or something. Anyway, what they've done is developers have gotten there and pressured them in to streamlining subdivisions. So they've got it so that now it doesn't have to come before the city council, where it used to have to go before the city council. So now it's, and we're not positive if they're going to change any of that or not, but the only thing that will protect our town is our ordinances.
Right.
So we've hired an attorney to take our subdivision ordinances and go through them and make sure that everything's protected so that somebody can't just come waltzing in here and build a subdivision. And so by them streamlining it, they won't have to work with the city council. They'll just work with like one person in the town. And so that's what's going on. Yeah, so this is just an update that they have there.
What they did last year is they basically took it out of... Previously, our subdivision ordinance said that you had to go before the town council and say, this is what we want to do. And the town council would, you know, determine whether or not it fit with the town's plan. But they took that, the last year's bill took it out of the hands of the town council. And so that's why we have to protect it so that it's not just, you know, like a contractor coming in and talking somebody into the office and being like, yep, looks great.
Yeah.
So, and then this year, they went through it again and they passed another bill that's just waiting for the governor's signature that basically had some amendments to it. So it changed some of the timelines because before you only had 15 days to approve or deny a request, which isn't enough time, especially for a little town like this.
Right.
So they made it so the smaller towns have 30 days for the initial one and then like 40 days for a secondary approval. And then there's a bunch of other things. I have it printed out here. I can get it.
House Bill 476.
Yeah.
So, anyway. 124, I think, was the one last year.
Yeah, last year's.
So we just want to make sure the way to protect our town is to have, make sure that attorneys have good enough ordinances that they can't come in and molest us.
Right. Yeah.
And so, because really, we don't want to grow our town. We don't have the water in that to grow.
Right.
So we want to keep Laban what it is, and if we don't expand our footprint, we really don't have places for those subdivisions.
Okay, that's all I have for the legislative update.
Do we need to read anything on this, you think, just so it's if anyone cares to hear about it?
That is up to you. I don't know that.
Read it on the record, you mean?
Yeah. Just so
I guess if someone wants to listen to it, just kind of what this thing is stating. But basically says the first step is to conduct a comprehensive review of that contrasts the existing code with state statute. This will allow us to generate a detailed report that highlights policy options that require local discussion. And then we'll get the feedback from the town and your preferred direction, and they'll move forward with drafting the ordinances for the town to adopt. And then the Planning Commission can review it and start a public hearing process, and they'll draft the ordinance based on that feedback. So that's good.
We recently redid our subdivision ordinances, but we're going to have them looked at and make sure they're right. And then you guys will look at them and see if everything looks right, and then you'll pass that on to the City Council and say, we recommend you approve things.
So, action items. Looks like we have to approve the minutes of February 7th, 2024, regular planning meeting. I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from February
7th, 2024. I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Permit applications, doesn't look like there is any. We'll have to go on forward. Reports, there's no reports from the office. And then public comment, does anyone have anything to say?
No.
Public. No. I'm wondering why these are in the pile. Tell us
for these guys.
Okay, this is the same one that we had before.
Yeah.
So this will...
I don't know if you have a copy of that.
I don't know if you have a copy of this one.
No.
So...
This is the general plan, and so all the council members and all the planning commissioners are going to get a copy of this. And this is just the overview of the master plan for the town. The one that you guys got recently is a master transportation plan.
Yes, that's right.
Which is another master plan.
And we basically have a master plan for everything, water.
Yeah.
And all of that. And the biggest reason we do those is so we have bullets. If we run into grant money for this or that, we already have all the... But this right here should... The master plan here should be your plan. Everything that we really do in here should fit our master plan. So it's kind of a directive for the planning and zoning, you know. What we vote on, what the ordinances and animal rights, all those different things should fit hand in hand with what our master plan for our whole town is.
Yeah.
And so we got one of these for both of you.
Yeah, and if you want one, I mean, they're available to the public too.
Okay. Yeah, there's one here if you'd like one.
Okay. No more public comment. Is there any more public comment? If not, do we have
what? Make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Okay.
Adjourned.
My calculations are correct. That was an 8-minute meeting.
That was an 8-minute
meeting.
That's
amazing.
Yeah, that's how long the last one was, too. Exactly 8 minutes.
So, we didn't. What we got, we wanted to kind of bring it.